Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shiur is sponsored as a curse of Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yuma Daf Kof Ches in the Art School of Yisvahodar edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Kosher Loshon Shel Zehoiris. He tied a strip of Zehoiris, which is red wool, B'Rosh Seir HaMishtalach, in the head of the Seir, which is Mishtalach. He midoy keneged beis shiluchu, and he put the animal in front of the shar, in front of the gate where he's going to go out. Ule nishchot, for the seir that's going to be shechted keneged beis shechita, so he put the ribbon around his neck where he's going to be nishchot. Paulo etzel porish near comes to the par the second time to his bull the second time because he came ready one time, and then he did video on himself and his family. Now he's coming a second time. He's almost shtei yod of olov on his father. He puts his two hands in and does video for the koyanim. The kacha yohim, this is what he said. Ono Hashem, ovisi, pashati, chatasi, lefanecho. He again mentioned the loshon of ovoin, pesha, chatos, which is mazid, rebelling and doing it by mistake. Lefanecho, ani uvesi, me and my family. Uvnei Aaron, am kochecho. He's adding here, Bnei Aaron. Ono Hashem, kapar no lavoin, is a goymer, and he downs to Hashem to have a kapara. So, Gemara Shmuel, banachum, mishem, of yunisin, shloisho, leshoinusim. There are three ribbons. Shel seir b'sela. The seir one is has a weight of one sela. V'shel mitzoyro b'shekel. Mitzoyro is half of it, which is shekel. The reason why the seir is double, because you have to cut it into half, as we'll see. V'shel par b'shtei sloim. Par has to be heavier, because it has to go into sefer sapor. It has to be able to be have more weight, so it's two sloim. Omar abo b'zavdo b'shem shir mechalavto shel par b'shtei sloim u'mechzo. So two sloim is two sloim and a half. Is the mafkin lishno ba'sorazin? Some say asorazizin, which means asorazuzin, which is the equivalent of two sloim and a half. That's the value. Halacha gimel zok de mishto. Shochto v'kibel b'mazrik es domoy. He did shchito and he received the blood in the mazrik, in the receptacle. Nosnor l'mishu m'maris boy ela roivit arivi shebeichol. He gave it to another kohen who would mix it up in the fourth row of tiles. Of the heichol, the Gemara is going to say not the heichol, but the azara. The fourth row from the heichol. Kadesh lo yikarsh. Why is he mixing it up so it won't congeal? Notal samachto. He takes the shovel. Ve'olo l'reish yisbeach goes to the top of the mizbeach. Ufina gecholim meilch ve'elch. He moves the gecholim to the side. Ve'chito mina muchol lo yisaprimus. He takes the ones that were burned well inside. Ve'yorad goes down the ramp. And he goes and puts in the fourth row of tiles in the Azara. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Kini Mastisa, what is Mishnah talking about? The fourth row in the Azara. Because in the Heichol, there is nobody else that could be there except him. Here we're talking about the one who's mixing it up. So the one who's mixing it up is another coin. So what Tani Shochat Bechutz Chayav. If he did Shchita outside, is Chayav. Referring to the bull of Yom Kippur, if he did it outside, is Chayav. Chofen bifnim, potter. If a zar, someone who's not a kohen, did chafina inside, so he's potter, he's not chayav on that. And the reason it's not avoidas matona, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. Chito vihiktir. He removed the coal, and then he did the ktoiris. Finish bachadam, and then the blood of the bull fell, spilled down. Yavi paracher v'nichas bedomoy. So he should bring another par, and he should check the par, take the blood into the Beis HaMikdash. So even though usually the Shechita has to come before the Ketoris, and you're doing Shechita after, but when he did the Ketoris, you already had the blood of the par. So I go back to that stage, check another par, another bull, and you have the blood, and you continue on. But if you didn't do the Ketoris yet, and Nishpach Adam, and the blood spills, Chatiya Psulahi, the Chatiya, taking the coal for the Mizbeach, is possible. Because the chatiya has to be for the ketoris, and you have to do the ketoris right after he does the chatiya. V'utzorach lachus ketchila has to do chasiyah again for the beginning. I mean, don't say I already have the coal. You have to go back. You shech the par, the new one, and you go back to the mizbeach to take the coal. Sofek at shelo hikti nishpach adam. Sofek mishi hikti nishpach adam. We're not sure when the blood spilled. Was it before the ketoris? Or after the ketoris? What should you do? Lavi paracher v'likonis bedomoy enat yochol to do a new par. And continue from where he's holding, bring the blood into the Beis HaMikdash. And you can't do it, because maybe it happened, maybe the blood spilled before the Ketoris. So then you have to go do Chasiyah again. And the Chasiyah is possible. Do it again. Now, maybe we'll do Chasiyah again. Could be that the words Lachus Ketchilo, it has to be mentioned twice. So he has to lechus ketchila. Now lechus ketchila, you can't do that. Shani yoyim mishi ktir nishpach adam, because maybe the blood spilled after the ketores. V'chatiyah ksher, the original chatiyah was already kosher. V'hoyim mishu hoyim mishu achros eiser is going in for no reason, and we were trying to avoid going in too much. We say al yavo b'chol eiser lekodesh. So what should he do? So what lo avoidus? You want to tell me the avoidus of the day will be canceled? Says the Gemara, Ashkechas Oma, but lo avoidus shlosa yom. Yes, it's mentioned in a braiso that the avoidus of the day are canceled because if he has that suffix, there's nothing he can do. Continues the Gemara and says, Shochat v'meis. He did the shechit of the Kohen Gadol and he died. Acher mashri kanus bedame. Can another Kohen Gadol continue using the blood of the first, or he needs to bring a new bull? Shimon lo kishomar bepar avoloi bedam. He comes with a new par. The purpose is bar. He can't start with blood. He has to start with par. Every coin has to bring his own par. You can bring blood. Milso de Rishu ben Levi omer afilu bedam. Rishu ben Levi held that he could bring the blood of the first one. So Rabbi Yochanan says he can bring even the blood. Rishu ben Levi shal chofan v'meis moshi konas bechofnov. So Rishu ben Levi had a question. What about chafina? Chafina is when the Kohen Gadol takes the ketores in his hands and then he puts it in the kaf. If the Kohen Gadol died, can the second Kohen Gadol use the chafina of the first? So Malchus Rishu ben Levi was only questioning chofnov. And it has to be his hands. Shaila doesn't mean specifically the first Kohen Gadol, and every Kohen Gadol has to have his own chafina, or he means not necessarily the specific Kohen Gadol, the one who's doing the avoido has to be the size of his hands. But here there's no mute to say it's only the blood that is his own blood, the blood that the Kohen Gadol brought, the blood of his own pyre. So it means he could take probably any blood. If you have blood available from the first Kohen Gadol, the second Kohen Gadol could use it. By Chofnov, that's why I have a question. Malchus Rishu believed he had only the question by Chofnov, but by Dam was posher for him that he could use the blood of the first Kohen Gadol. That's the Raya of the Gemara. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yumo Dav Kofches.